朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
非常非常欢迎弟兄姊妹能够来到神的家中。我想神的家之所以吸引我们，不光是因为有一些亲爱的弟兄姊妹在这儿，永远都是因为我们的主在我们的中间。想到万王之王、万主之主，他每一次都亲自与我们同在。我们需要被神开我们的眼睛哈。当我们睁开的时候，我们就像雅各要发出惊叹。神真在这里，我竟然不知道。我想尼希米记告诉我们，耶和华的喜乐是我们心里的力量。当我们在这里唱诗敬拜主得到喜乐的时候，你发现我们里面说不出来的满足。那仇敌就是要我们的注意力一直看自己看自己看自己。仇敌就是一直叫我们感觉感觉感觉，都是活在自己的感觉里。而且如果我们来到神在这里，真是听见看啊神的羔羊。每一个遇见神的人，没有一个遇见神的人他不蒙福的。没有一个遇见神的人他不被改变的。没有一个遇见神的人他的价值不被提升的。星期五我去参加新来组，他们这个礼拜好多人，三十多个人哈，挤在一个房间里面。
Last Friday I went to join the newcomers group and there were more than 30 people.
我前面听他们这个对两个礼拜以前信息的回馈的时候。
And then when I heard the feedback of messages two Sundays ago.
有一位来到我们教会的姊妹分享说，她那天听了那篇信息以后，回家怎么样子操练哈。
A sister who came to our church recently.
他讲到他自己有身上有非常强的这个网络的捆绑。他说他原来辞掉为了孩子辞掉了工作。他在哪里想到现在把孩子送走了以后，他就开始整天在网络上，一直到下午五点半。要先生下班了才发现所有该做的家事都还没有做。就是一直有一个很强的网络的捆绑在他的身上。
This bondage on her.
所以他听了信息以后，回家就开始操练，要怎么样子逃避试探。
So after she heard the message, she put into practice how to flee from temptation.
我上次说到要有自己的逃城，要为自己预备道路，可以逃完逃城啊。
So I shared last time, you have to have your city of refuge, your own refuge that you can escape to.
所以他就操练试探来的时候打电话或者去做别的事情。
So she practiced that whenever the temptation comes, she will call someone or do something else.
姊妹，你知道吗？当我听到弟兄姊妹做这样子的见证的时候，我的喜乐比你们夸我讲道讲得好不止十倍的喜乐。
My joy is so much more than when I hear you praise my sermon.
我们真的巴不得神的儿女们听见神的话，我们就被改变了。
Because how I wish that when children of God hear God's words, they can be transformed.
我们听见神的话，把它当食物吃了，成为我们的生命，成为我们的力量。
When we hear God's words, we eat it as our food and our strength.
我们巴不得我们所听见的，我们不光听到，我们能够真正的行道。
Not only that we will be hearers of God's words, but we will be doers.
啊，所以我真的很高兴。我觉得我们都好像是这个亚杜兰洞里面那些匪徒，欠债的，心中窘迫的。
And then I feel so happy because we're just like mighty men of the day that before we were distressed, we were thieves and robbers.
啊，当我们跟大卫跟了一段时间以后，我们都被改变了，成为神家大能的勇士。
After following David for a while, we all have been transformed into mighty men of David.
从卑贱变为尊贵，从软弱变为刚强。
From lowly to the noble, from weak to the strong.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们真爱耶稣哈。
How we love Jesus.
啊，今天早上我继续要讲跟随耶稣的脚中心。
Today I'll follow, continue my message. Follow Jesus in His steps.
上个礼拜我为耶稣所行的神迹做了一个打结。
Last week, I concluded all the miracles performed by Jesus.
今天我回到讲耶稣所讲的比喻。
Today I go back to the parables said by Jesus.
有什么我们知道在圣经上很清楚、很具体的比喻？耶稣大概讲了有三十五六个。
We know that from the book Gospel, Jesus said about 35 or 6 parables.
啊，有人讲七十多个啊，那把很小的也把它当做一个比喻。
Some said more than 70, including very short ones.
但是你发现耶稣每一次讲一个比喻的时候，这个比喻一定有一个中心的信息。
But then we notice every time when Jesus said a parable, there will be a central theme for the parable.
所以当我们来看这些比喻的时候，我们就希望从里面能够抓到其中的中心的信息啊。
So whenever we read the parables, we want to grasp the seed of the parable.
那因为时间的关系，所以我这次把耶稣所有讲的比喻里面关乎祷告的，我把它集中在一起。
For the interest of time, I combined all the parables of Jesus about prayer.
因为很重要的一个目的是我们退休会马上大概十天之后就要来了。
But the important purpose is that we will our retreat is coming in less than 10 days.
我觉得过去几年，尤其过去这两年，我觉得神的祝福一年比一年强烈而且明显。
We know that in the past years, especially these past 2 years, we see God's blessing getting more and more.
那我们很希望每一年神在我们身上给我们的祝福，在我们中间他的工作都比从前我们更往前去啊。
We hope that every year, we will see God's work more and more in our midst.
那这个是需要借着教会的祷告的。
And it has to be done through prayers.
啊，没有一个工作比祷告的工作更重要。
There's no service ministry more important than prayer.
像李弟兄讲，他说我们能够为神跟为人做的最大的工作，那就是祷告。
Brother Watchman Nee says the greatest service we can render to God and man is prayer.
啊，我们可以爱一个人，我们可以为神家做这个做这个，但是没有一件事情比祷告更直接更重要。
We may love someone and do some things for this and that, but then nothing is more important than prayer.
弟兄姊妹，我常常讲说什么叫做祷告。
Oftentimes I said, "What is prayer?"
如果我们真看见什么叫做祷告的话，就没有一个基督徒不会祷告了。
Truly see what prayer is, then no Christian will want to skip.
啊，我们需要神真的怜悯我们，让我们看见祷告的宝贵。
May the Lord have mercy on us so that we get to see the preciousness of prayer.
很多时候我们以为我们在祷告。
Oftentimes we think we are praying.
但是等一下我们会从信心里面看见，这个是不过在神的眼中是自言自语，根本不叫祷告。
But then we will see in the message, it might be considered just saying something to yourself.
真实的祷告是说到人和神在圣灵中相会并相交。
The true prayer is a divine encounter and fellowship of man and God in the Spirit.
人和神在圣灵中相会。
The encounter of man and God in the Spirit.
而且交通相交。
And have fellowship.
就是光这一句话，如果我们真进去的话，我们就不会不祷告了。
If we can just get the reality of this statement, we will not skip praying.
哦，祷告是与神相会。
To pray is to have encounter.
而我们底下跟神相交的时候，底下就带进神的行动。
As we start fellowship with God, we will see God's action.
我讲民数记是，对不起，出埃及记第七章的时候，讲到以色列出埃及进迦南的路上碰到的第一个仇敌叫亚玛利人。
In Exodus chapter 17, during the exile of Israelites into the promised land, the first enemy they encounter is Amalekites.
讲到我们在神的旨意中、神的应许中往前去的时候，一定会碰到拦阻。像刚才于师母说的。
As we proceed in God's will and God's promise to us, we will encounter difficulties and obstacles.
而战胜亚玛利人的秘诀就在于摩西在山上的祷告。
The secret to overcome Amalekites is Moses' prayer on the mountain.
山上的胜败决定了山下的胜败。
The victory of the mountaintop determines the victory on in the battlefield.
看不见生活的胜败，决定了我们看得见生活的胜或失败啊。
Our invisible victory dominates and determines our visible victories.
你发现我们常常注意力都在解决我们眼睛看得见的问题。
Oftentimes we focus our attention trying to solve the problems that we see.
健康出了问题，身体这个家庭出了问题，职业出了问题，我们都在解决问题。
We try to solve our health problems, family problems, our work problems.
但是圣经上让我们看见这么清楚的一件事情：山下的胜败不是约书亚决定的。
But the Bible clearly shows us that Joshua's victory is not determined by Joshua.
乃是摩西在山上，摩西、亚伦、户珥三个人的祷告决定了山下的胜败。
But the prayers of Moses and Ur.
所以，因为在那里说到摩西什么时候举手。
The Bible says, whenever Moses raised his hand to pray,
约书亚就得胜
and then Joshua will have victory.
摩西什么时候把手放下来
Anytime Moses dropped his hand,
亚玛利人就得胜
the Amalekites will have victory.
所以请弟兄姊妹注意听几下这句话，我不知道已经讲过了多少遍。
So please pay attention to what I'm going to say next.
真实的祷告一定有事情发生。
True prayer will for sure cause something to happen.
不祷告也一定有事情发生。
But if we don't pray, something else will happen for sure.
真实的祷告，约书亚就得胜。
When we have true prayers, Joshua will have victory.
如果我们不祷告的话，你不要以为没事情啊。
If we do not pray, don't think that nothing will happen.
也一定有事情发生。
Something else for sure will happen.
请问是什么事情发生？
You know what else will happen?
亚玛利人就得胜。
The Amalekites will win.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要看见祷告是一件不是一件可有可无的事情。
So please see that prayers are not just optional.
哦，祷告是一件太严肃的事情。
Which is very important and serious.
假装这是平面。
See that this is a flat surface.
我们的祷告把我们带高，胜过仇敌。
And that this is the platform we stand on. As we pray, we are being elevated, and we will overcome the enemy.
我们与神同在，我们过得胜的生活，我们让神的旨意成就。
We will be with God, and we will live victoriously, and God's will come accomplish in our lives.
这是真实的祷告带给我们的。
And this is what a true prayer will bring us.
大家千万不要以为我不祷告，我还是在这个平面。
Please do not think that if we don't pray, we will still stay at that same level.
我们不祷告。
As we do not pray.
摩西什么时候手垂下来
？Anytime Moses dropped his hand.
什么时候亚玛利人就得胜
？And that Amalekites will win.
神的百姓就被击杀。
And the people of God will be attacked.
整个以色列就失败了。
And Israelites will fail.
他们就不可能继续在神的旨意、神的祝福中往前。
And they could not proceed in God's blessing and will.
所以这是掉的不知道多深多深。
So we don't know how far they will fall.
所以你知道有祷告跟没祷告是天离地有多远，这就是它的不同。
So the difference between prayer and no prayer is the difference between heaven and earth.
所以我说，当一个人真看见祷告的重要的时候
，So if we truly see the importance of prayer,
他不会不祷告。
Then this person would not stop praying.
他不能不祷告。
And then he has to pray.
他不敢不祷告。
They're not stopping.
摩西再累都要把手举起来。
So no matter how exhausted Moses was, he had to lift up his hand.
八十岁的老人家举不动的时候，亚伦、户珥在旁边一起帮着他举。
Moses was already in his 80s, so he needed assistance. So Aaron and Hur helped him.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们看见，我们不要讲别的，光讲这两件事就够了哈。
So just look at these two things.
真实的祷告叫我们与神相会。
True prayers will bring true encounter with God.
真实的祷告让荣耀的事情发生。
And a true prayer will bring about something glorious.
这样子就让我们不能不祷告的。
So we cannot just ignore it.
好，所以我们现在一起来看我们今天的背诵经文啊，马太福音十八章十八节到二十节。
Let's look at our memory verse for today.
我们一起来读中文英文广东话上海话都可以
Let's all read together in our own language、
哦、还有台湾话对不起十八节到二十节
Verses 18 to 20
我实在告诉你们凡你们在地上所捆绑的在天上也要捆绑凡你们在地上所释放的在天上也要释放我又告诉你们若你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么我在天上的父必为他们成全因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会那里就有我在他们中间
十八节到二十节基本上把我刚刚讲的这两件事情也都讲出来。
Pretty much this passage summarizes what I just said.
真实的祷告叫我们进入神的同在，与神相会。
True prayer will bring us into presence of God so that we can meet God.
忠实真实的祷告让神的旨意、让神的工作可以在我们中间进行。
True prayer will bring about God's work in our midst.
捆绑的天上就捆绑，我们释放的天上就释放。
Whatever we bind will be bound in heaven. Whatever we lose will be loosed.
而且他说，我们只要有两三个人同心合意祷告，父就成全。
Two or three agree on something together, the heavenly Father will do.
有准备祷不祷告
？So do we want to pray now?
祷告哈，
一
定要好好祷告。
Yes, we ought to pray.
为着自己，为着自己的家，为着教会，为着这个国度，都要祷告。
Pray for ourselves, for our family, for the kingdom. We have to pray.
我马上，我们眼前就有一个退休会，要为退休会祷告。
The retreat is coming up, and we ought to pray for the retreat.
你发现祷告越深、越真实，带来的祝福就决定真实。
If we can pray more deeply, then the blessing will be more real.
啊，我因为时间的关系，我很简单的提一下这三个比喻的中心信息就好了。
For the sake of time, I will just briefly go through the themes of these three parables.
主耶稣关于祷告的比喻，他讲了三个。
So Jesus mentioned three parables.
我们很快来看一下《路加福音》十八章九到十四节。
Let's go over them quickly. First one, Luke chapter 18, verses 9 to 4.
耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人藐视别人的设一个比喻说，有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说，神啊，我感谢你，我不向别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不向这个税吏，我一个礼拜进食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。那税吏远远地站着，连举目望天也不敢，只垂着胸说，神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。我告诉你们，这人回家去比那人倒算为义了，因为凡至高的必降为卑，至卑的必升为高。请问法利赛人在这里所形容的自己，我不晓得我们比他好吗？
Look at this self-description of this Pharisee. Do you think we are better than him?
我们一个礼拜进食两次，所有所得的都能够捐得上十分之一吗？
Do we fast two times a week and give tithes of all our possessions?
我们常常离开家到圣殿里面去祷告吗？
Do we often go to the temple to pray?
当时他们都是要到圣殿，要花代价，要花时间，要走路的。
At that time, they had to walk to the temple.
弟兄姊妹，你从外面看，这个法利赛人真的是很好的一个人。
So outwardly, this Pharisee looks pretty good.
但是在这里一个很严重的问题，就是这个人太不认识自己，也太不认识神。
But the serious problem is that this person do not know about himself or God.
这个缺乏第一手真实的认识。
This person lacks first-hand knowledge.
让他的祷告在神的面前毫无果效，如同无有。
So that his prayers are futile as if nothing.
实际上，主耶稣明明说他们两个都到殿里面去祷告。
Yes, the Lord did say that both of them went to pray.
但是你发现很有意思的，圣经上这里讲到法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告。
But yet, interestingly, the Bible says this Pharisee standing and praying within himself.
换句话说，从神的眼中，神根本不听这个祷告，神也不想听这个祷告。
In other words, in God's eyes, these do not count as prayers, and God does not want to hear these prayers.
他不仅仅不认识神，不认识自己，他也不认识祷告。
Not only that, he does not know about himself or God or even prayer.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在祷告的事情，第一件事情要知道，我这个人需要祷告。
So the first thing we ought to know is that we need to pray.
所以，当这个人来的时候，你发现他根本不是祷告，他是控告。
So, as you can see, this person, he's not praying, he's actually accusing.
他说我不像别人，我也不像这个税吏。他在这里一直在这里讲别人不好，别人不好，别人不好。
He said that I'm not like this person, and I'm not like this tax collector. So he's condemning and accusing others.
然后他又很懂得欣赏自己。你看，我会十一奉献，我每个礼拜进食两次。
And he really admires himself. He said, "Look at me. I fast twice a week, and then I give tithes."
弟兄姊妹，我决定相信我们在座的人都不会这样子讲话哈。
I'm sure none of us here would say something like this.
但是我们只是换一个方式啊，换汤不换药。
But we might be doing the same things in a different format.
你看，我们常常花了很多的时间，不是用来祷告。
Oftentimes we spend a lot of time not on praying.
我们不管说出来也好，心里面想也好，你看那个弟兄多骄傲。
We might be saying or saying within our hearts, look at how apply for that problem.
你看某某姊妹多不顺服。
Or this sister, she's so disobedient.
你看某某传道人多没有恩赐。
Look at this preacher, he lacks gifts.
你看余弟兄同一个故事讲了好几遍了。
Look at brother Yu, he keeps saying the same stories over and over.
或是这个教会很没有爱心。
Or this church lacks a loving heart.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹在我们的讲话跟思想里面是不是很多很多都是 negative 的。
I don't know, in our thoughts and our minds, are we always tend to be negative?
然后 positive 的常常是我们自己。
And then we say something positive.
我虽然黑，却是秀美。
Even though I'm dark, but I'm very beautiful.
这个我虽然比不上你，但是我怎样
？Maybe I'm not as good as you, but then I have some other strength.
虽然我薪水比你低一点，但是我对公司的贡献比你多多了。
Maybe my salary is lower than yours, but then I have greater contribution to the company.
我虽然波饼不祷告，但是我比你们都爱主。
Even though I did not pray at the communion, but I love the Lord more than you.
弟兄姊妹，这个人他不认识祷告是人要来到神的面前。
This person did not know that when we pray, we actually come before God.
所以他把祷告当作是一个宗教的一个活动，一个敬虔的行为，就是。
So he just considered prayer as a religious activity or some godly thing to do.
他不仅仅不认识自己的败坏，而且他根本不认识祷告叫什么。
Not only that he does not know about his corruption, he does not know what prayer is.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要来到主的面前，要在这个比喻里面，我们要学到一件事情。
So we need to learn one thing from this parable.
祷告居然是我这个罪人来到神的面前。
Prayer is me, a sinner.
是的，就算我们没有像税吏，没有像这些行淫乱的，就像没有像这些别人勒索的，但是我们这个人在神的面前，我就是一个罪人。
Even though we might not be as bad as tax collectors, prostitutes, thieves, but we are sinners.
我居然能够来到这么伟大圣洁的神面前。
And yet, how can we come to this great and holy God?
你们有没有想过哈？这个如果全世界所有的这些 G8、G12的这些国家领袖哈，这种美国总统、英国首相、中国国家主席，所有这些最高峰的人。
Have you ever considered if all the leaders of the top countries in the world, G8, G12, gathered together?
当他们聚在一起的时候
，If all the leaders of these nations gathered together,
突然有一个人进来
，And all of a sudden someone came in,
他们全部跪在地上向他下拜
，And then they all bow to this person.
那你就想着这个人进来更不得了。
So you would know this is somebody.
目前世界上没有这样子的人，就是。
So far, there's no one in this world like.
但是你要知道，当耶稣降临的时候
，But do you know that when Jesus comes,
圣经上说他是万王之王，万主之主。
The Bible says he's the King of the Kings, the Lord of the Lords.
你所有可以想得到历史上所有的伟人
，You can all the great person, people you can think of.
没有一个人不向他屈膝，不向他跪拜。
No one will not.
而那天就在那么荣耀的一个场合里面。
But in that glorious assembly.
神在这里叫教员到我面前来。
And then God says, summons our brother Jeff, come to me.
因为姊妹，我不晓得教员你说怎么想法。
I don't know how brother Jeff would react.
而且这位就是我们平常所说的我最亲最爱的耶稣。
That person would be the one that we love dearly.
你有点搭不上边哈。
Somehow you just cannot make the.
你想怎么可能在那个场合我会出现？所有其他人跪在地上。
You just cannot imagine that you will appear in that scene when all other great people are bowing down.
主就是这样子看重我们在座的每一个人。
And this is how much the Lord values.
而我们今天的祷告就是这么荣耀，天使羡慕的不得了。
And our prayer is just really that glorious.
所有的天使低头不敢看主。
All the angels, they are not to gaze into the Lord.
但是我们却可以坦然无惧的来到神的宝座前。
But they envy us. We can come boldly before the throne of grace.
因此呢，所以你要知道，每一次当祷告进行的时候
，So you have to know that every time when there is a prayer going on,
整个万有寂静的。
That the whole universe could stand still.
所有的天使羡慕我们这样子的罪人，居然可以大摇大摆的到神的面前。
All the angels were envy that sinners like us can come before God boldly.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件荣耀的事。
This is something very glorious.
我要认识自己不行不配，哪里有这样子大的荣耀
？We have to recognize that we're so unworthy. How can we have such glory?
所以你看，在这里有两个人都觉得自己在祷告。
So here, two people are praying.
一个里面充满了骄傲，充满了自义，他不认识神。
One person is full of pride and self-righteousness. He does not know God.
所以主耶稣说，这个人根本是自言自语。
So Jesus says this one is just praying with.
英文说他 trust in him, trust in them, trust in themselves, 就是他们自己仗势欺人哈，自己觉得自己不错。
Because they trusted in themselves then that they were righteous.
但是神却寻找那些心灵忧伤、痛悔、谦卑的人。
But actually, the Lord is seeking those who are broken-hearted and contrite.
啊，这是我们第一件事情要知道的。
So this is one thing we ought to know.
然后你就发现一个人是自言自语。
So one person is to pray with himself.
一个人是真正的来到神的面前。
And another person truly come before God.
你发现在这里用形容词形容这个罪人，他远远的站着。
And look at how the Bible describes this sinner. He stands far away.
连举目望天也不敢。
He will not even look at heaven.
他甚至捶着胸。
Even beat his chest.
请问，如果不是他有来，他自己觉得他是来到神面前，他为什么会有这些感受？
Why would he do something like this if he did not know that he was coming before?
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。